He's just kind of got this smirk on his face, like, I can't believe
like this. I can't happened. Believe. Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he just goes,
he's like, I put him down, and my whole left side was wet. I think he peed on me.
And we all just like died laughing. And then we immediately told him, okay, we saw him take a bottle out of his pocket. We can't let you
go. He's like, oh, that makes me feel
better.
Yeah. And then David offered to pay him for it, which was really cool.
Who did?
Pay him for the sweater? Really?
Yeah, I saw
sweater?
Him. He had some money in his hand. He was walking up to Radar as we were walking away, and he's like, hey, man, you know, let me compensate you or whatever.
Oh, for the
oh, I thought you were talking about Stetson's sticker that was talking about Stetson's sweater. I was like, man.
No.
I should have poured stuff on my shirt.
Radar, hey, come here. Give me a hug.
Dude, he got hit my
whole wardrobe. He got my shoes, my pants. He got my wallet, dude. I had like $700 in there.
Where's the 700? I threw it away. It's no good anymore.
Dude, it had pee on it. You really think I want a pee-filled $700? No. I don't.
I think I'd take pee-filled $700.
Yeah, I would.
I mean,
I dried out first before I tried to spend it.
Think about this. Think about this, though. You got peed-filled $700. You put it in your wallet, right?
I love that this has become an actual scenario.
And you're like, I mean, this could possibly happen one day. I mean, when we get old, our bowels will not work very well when we get old. We could quite possibly end up with a pee-filled $700. This is a very real scenario.
How often do you carry $700?
Yeah, I was about to say. Quite often. I'm married, bro. I don't have $700 on me ever.
I probably never will.
I am a law enforcement officer. I make a lot of money. If you don't know, that is a very, very funny joke. I don't make a lot of money.
But he loves his job, which is good.
I love my job.
Yeah.
But think about this. You got a pee-filled $700. So you take that $700, right? You put it in your wallet, and then you realize, you know, 2-3 days later, hey, dude, I got $700. So you get it. And now it's not a pee-filled $700. It is dried pee-filled $700. And now not only are you going to have to touch that dry filled $700, your wallet now smells like urine. Just straight smell.
You okay?
Did someone burp?
Definitely just heard a burp.
That wasn't
definitely,
me. My phone vibrated.
Definitely just heard a burp. You heard it too.
I heard it too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Me and Ethan are not crazy.
We're going to have to listen to this back because I did not hear
it.
If you heard it, I want you to comment on this page below and say, I heard the burp.
You are on Ethan and Josh's side. Yeah. You heard the burp.
You heard the burp because I definitely
heard the burp.
/hash.
Hashtag.
I know.
It's got a hashtag.
It's from one of our old podcasts. Well, actually, it was like two podcasts.
Well, your old podcast was wrong.
Still do a hashtag / just doesn't work. Try to do that on Twitter, people will make fun of you because you don't know what you're doing.
Rob Smith invented the /tag.
I like it. I don't know what it is, but I like it.
I'm in agreement, actually. I like it too.
Yes.
I like it. Now, if we can just get Twitter on board, we'll be good.
So, /tag, Poser Podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
But make sure you give us credit.
Right. Even though me and Ethan didn't do anything.
Yeah. If one day I get on Twitter and I see a slash, I'm going to be really mad.
Yeah.
But we made that up.
This is our /tag.
Even though I've had nothing to do with it, I will be very upset.
I will at least be upset for Ian and Ben.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have anything to do with it either. It's Rob.
I will be upset for Rob.
I'll be like, hey, give this man his money for a /tag.
So we started talking about the pee filled money and we totally got off track. But that was pretty much it after that, right?
Yeah, after that we left.
Pretty much
we went to
out.
Gibson's. We went to Gibson's.
After that, we walked on air for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we did.
Literally walked on air.
Yeah. Rest of the weekend.
Because I don't think you people really understand what we mean. But, like, David Crowder, he's just a dude, obviously. And he's not even really that famous of a dude. He in Christian, you know, music and worship circles, because me and Josh are both, we're worship leaders. And Josh is actually a worship leader at a church on staff. staff at a church now, but we've both been leading worship for a long time, and Ben's been involved, and Ethan is a musician, and he...
I don't. Don't give me credit for that. I can play, like, three chords on a guitar. That doesn't count as a musician. I actually picked up my guitar for the first time in, like, a year the other day, so...
Nice.
I actually go to church. I have nothing to do with music.
But I know
who David Crowder is, because he's awesome. And he came to our church once before he got big.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a... Oh, that's my phone. Look at that. That's my wife.
Way to not turn your phone on silent.
It's my wife, bro. I can't. My new case won't let me...
Go away, Gretchen.
Turn my phone on silent. We all appreciate music. We all, you know, that's... And worship, specifically worship music. So, it, you know, to us, like, David Crowder has been one of our... You know, role models as a worship leader for just like for forever.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he's
forever.
A great songwriter.
He's a great songwriter, great, you know, worship leader, and just great musician and everything. So, like, he's been one of our top, you know, guys, all four of us, for the longest time. And so it's not like he's some special, awesome guy, but like to us, he is. Like, he, you know, he's David Crowder. You know, that was a dream come true for us. That was one of the very few people in this world that I am like that with, that I'm like, oh, well, it's David Crowder, you know. I don't really get like that about celebrities or anything, but
he gets like that with me all the time. But
I try to keep it under control, but you know, I just can't.
He tried to hug me once in public, and that's when I said, hey, you got to quit this out, man. you got to take my pictures off your wall. It's getting creepy.
Gretchen was getting mad. It was a bad situation.
So it was really bad.
I'm going to put a stop to this right now. But
it's true.
But anyways, we all look up to him.
The thing is, it's like regardless of if it's like some awesome, crazy, big secular star or like worship leader, Christian star, it's like the fact that people go and pay hundreds of dollars to listen to this man play music. And you could be sitting like hundreds of feet away from him, and you're still going to shell out $120 to go listen to him play music. And here we are standing right there, not only having conversation, but we were hanging out, like we're chilling.
Yeah. We were hanging with him for like 2 hours.
Like, it wasn't just like a walking down the street, shake your hand, hey, I met David Crowder. No, we hung out with David Crowder.
Yeah.
Like, we chilled with him.
This wasn't just give me your autograph, please.
Yeah.
Exactly. What made it so cool too is like, he wasn't just like, yeah, I'm David Crowder, what do you want? You know what I mean? It's like, he was just like, oh, dude, really? You guys want to hang out with me? Come on, man. Like, let's play some pool, dude.
And the coolest part about it was the next night, this is what really kind of defined it for me and made it really cool, a memorable experience for me, anyways. It was the fact that the way, you know, like, when you meet people who... In that line of work, who have that much success, and are that blessed, sometimes you get disappointed because of how they treat people. You know, they walk around like they have, you know, they have that celebrity syndrome, like they, you know, they're better than everybody else or whatever. Both Stetson and him were, and that's another thing that was cool that I really want to say, is that I went into that night, once I really figured out what we were about to do, we were about to get to hang out with David Crowder. I went into that thinking, oh, this is going to be the best, you know, best part about the night is getting to hang out with David Crowder. And that was a really cool part about the night. But the best part about the night, for me personally, was getting to hang out with Stetson and getting to know Stetson, and the next night getting to meet him and get to meet his wife and hang out with them for a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's a relationship that we've made, and that is, I think, really cool. And I've been wearing their CD out, man. It's good stuff. Songs of the Fall. I'm gonna say that again.
At Songs of the Fall.
At Songs of the Fall on Twitter. But the next night, me and Ben and Ryan actually went to Minglewood after your rehearsal dinner, because that's when he was playing, and him and Stetson was there opening for David, and we actually went, me and Ben and Ryan, who's been on the podcast before, went to Minglewood to just kind of catch up with them, see if we can catch them before they left. And we did, and we... Are you guys okay?
I only have 20% battery left on my computer.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we might need to get a battery, guys. That's probably bad.
Where's your charger?
It's in my bag behind you.
Will you grab his charger?
Yeah.
But the next night we went to, me and Ben and Ryan went to Dominglewood, and we actually as we were walking in, the concert was over by the time we got there, and David was still doing some signing stuff or whatever behind the little area. And by the time we got there, we walked in and literally walked in the doors and walked as we were walking across the auditorium in Minglewood towards the stage. Stetson had just started walking across, you know, towards the door. And so it was like perfect timing for us to.
Yeah, I think that was kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah, the timing was impeccable. And we got to, you know, walked up to him and was like, hey, and, you know, he remembered us and everything. And, you know, remembered, I don't know if you remembered our names.
He knew you were Campbell, I think.
Yeah, someone came up to him and talked to him about me, because they saw, who follows me on Instagram, one of my friends came up to him and was like, hey, we saw.
Yeah. It was, I think it was like Shayna or somebody. Shayna.
Really?
Because she heard that I was, because I posted on Facebook, I was like, I'm hanging out with David Crowder.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was him that she talked to. She said she talked to somebody and told
really?
Him. Told him. Wow. She's like, yeah, you hung out with my friends last night. And so, yeah.
That's exactly what he said. So it's probably was her then.
Yeah. Yeah. So he said that when we got there. And then we just kind of was like, hey, we're probably going to go hang out tonight. Are you okay?
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
But he said, hey, we're probably going to go hang out again tonight if you guys want to come hang out. We're like, yeah, sure. I mean, they didn't end up doing anything, but we ended up just kind of, we met his wife
just
and
chilling, yeah.
Just talked to him. And then later on, we were hanging out by the bus and just talked to them about the new All Sons and Daughters album and the video and everything. And David walked down with his wife and some of his band. It was like, that actually made me happy because he walked down and he looked in when we turned and saw him. He was like, uh-oh, here's trouble. And we were like, this guy. And he actually remembered us and he came and shook our hands and everything. And he's like, you guys just hanging out? We're like, yeah, we're hanging out. And then we just kind of kept talking and then kept hanging out. Now, I mean, they didn't end up doing anything, but that, I mean, he didn't go, oh, gosh, these guys again, you know?
Yeah.
He, you know, he's...
It's probably what he was thinking in his head.
It probably was what he was thinking in his head.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, he was going through his head. He's like, all right, where's this Radar dude?
Yeah, he's not far
gotta,
behind
you. You guys bring Radar with you?
We got to get him away. It's going to be a weird night if he's over here.
Yeah. For the record, we all really loved Radar.
Yeah. He was our favorite part of the night.
He made the night.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, David Crowder was like... tip top, but like just the fact that we had this super hilarious random weird dude just walk in on our like party, it made it so
chill. Yeah, and this joint story that we both like both parties had, like,
yeah,
I mean, cool. I guarantee you probably on David Crowder's part, he honestly, his story is probably going to be nothing about four dudes coming and playing pool with him. He's just going to be like, dude, this super random homeless dude came in here, peed all over himself, and we just became best friends. It was awesome. That's probably his story from Memphis. He's probably telling other bands, like, you ever go to Memphis, you meet a dude named Radar, watch out. He may pee on you.
He may pee on you, and you might become friends forever.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to tell you his whole life story. He's going to call you some name that has sounds nothing like it.
Like Ring Ring.
Like Ring Ring. Or something, and then like literally that's probably his story from Memphis. He probably went home and told everyone about some random dude that came in and hung out with us.
So the takeaway from this episode is if you listen to it, post on Twitter and tag Ben and hashtag Ring Ring.
Yes, please.
So that we know that you listen to it.
If we get that trending, guys,
yes,
I will personally come kiss every one of you. I don't care.
That's meant to be an incentive, not a...
Yeah, incentive.
Not a deterrent. Not a deterrent.
Trust me, if you saw me, you'd be all about it.
Your dad still calls me Ring Ring every time he sees me.
He does. I just think it's hilarious. I mean... Like, I can see where he got it from.
Because yeah. I was like, Ben Beam. And he's like, oh, ring, ring.
I just think, I think it's hilarious that he got my name, like, perfect. And he got your name, yeah. Ring, ring.
I mean,
ring,
just the fact that, like, in a normal person's head, even if you that is what you heard, you're like, okay, that's probably not what it said. But this dude took it, like, this dude
to
right
someone
here,
named Radar.
His name is Ring Ring. Like, he probably went down the road and said, dude, I met this awesome dude. His name's Ring Ring. And that's so cool, dude. He's got,
I talked to him for, like, 20 minutes.
Three super chill friends. We took pictures. It was awesome.
Yeah. I peed on him.
I peed
it
on
great.
Some people. It was cool.
And he didn't even mind.
He didn't even care.
He was cool about it, dude. If you need someone to pee on, they're still over there.
Word on the street is they pee on other people, too. Off of buildings.
Oh, that's the irony of it. I didn't even think of that till just now.
Hold on. I didn't pee on anybody.
That's why you should have peed. You should have peed off. You wouldn't have gotten peed on.
I was the first one that got kicked with the pee foot, and I didn't pee on anybody.
That is karma. That is karma. Although it's
next
karma on
time.
The opposite way.
Yeah. Next pee time, I roof. Guess I'll pee off the roof.
That's good luck.
The moral of the story is pee off the roof or you get hit with the pee foot.
Oh, what are we at? What time are we at?
Like an hour and 13
Are you
minutes.
Kidding me?
Let's just talk
I feel
about,
like maybe I'll just put this into two podcasts. Maybe do like a to be continued or something.
Let's just talk about super random stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How Ian's got lots of tattoos.
One of them's a burnt chicken with boobs.
Stop. Come on.
No, not burnt. Flaming.
Flaming.
Flaming chicken. Chicken with
boobs. I just
hey,
want you
hey,
to know.
Good story about that. I took my good buddy Ian to California for one spring break because that's where I'm from. I'm actually from Anaheim, California. I was born there and lived there for like 5-6 years, something like that. But anyway, all my family still lives out there, so one spring break, I was like, hey, dude, let's go do something awesome. Let's go back to where I used to live. I'll show you around, go to the beach, we'll chill.
That was awesome.
So we go to stay at my aunt's house, who and I have a super awesome little cousin, Jeremy. And so he had, I think at this point, all you had was the chicken.
It's not a chicken. It's a phoenix.
And gosh. I think you had. Did
were
you have this?
On fire for the record.
Did you have this?
Yeah. No, I had this. And
I
it
say
was,
this. It's yeah. Collared.
Yeah, I had the phoenix,
in the
and it was colored in, and I had. I think I had
you
the
had
flower.
This.
Yeah, I had.
Yeah,
and you had
I had
the rib
this.
Piece too.
I had the rib piece, and I had the okay. the phoenix and the flower.
So, I tell my aunt. I say, hey. You know, if you want to do something really funny, go up to Ian, ask him about his tattoo, and then say, hey, you know, I heard you got a new tattoo. Let me see it. I said, when he lets you see it, say, hey, does that chicken have boobs? So she does exactly that. She goes over there and says, hey, Ian, man, because she has tattoos, too, which I think is awesome.
No. This didn't happen in California. This happened when they came to visit here.
No. This happened in California, and then when they came here, he still
Jeremy.
Called
you. Yeah, that's yes. right. That's right.
So my aunt does exactly that. She says, hey, Ian, let me see your tattoo. And so she comes over there and says, just as cool as can be, comes over there and says, wait a minute. Does that chicken have boobs?
And I look directly at Ethan. There, no hesitation.
Yeah,
I knew where
he knew exactly
from.
That I set him up for it. So. Yeah.
Careful, dude.
Hey, man, you're going to ruin my...
Josh is destroying
You're going to ruin my chicken with boobs story. Go somewhere else with your pink mic.
I didn't choose this mic, okay?
Hey, Rob had it last time, so we made fun of him too.
Rob, we are kindred spirits.
So my cousin Slash Jeremy is standing right next to my aunt, and here's this whole chicken with boobs thing going on. So my cousin is... You know, at this age, he was young and just, like, making funny jokes and stuff. So what did he call you for the rest of the time?
He called me Tiger because
Tiger.
Of Putt-Putt. And he still calls me Tiger. So does your aunt. All of them call me Tiger to this day.
Yeah, we went and played Putt-Putt, and this dude...
I suck at Putt-Putt.
I mean, he was not only terrible, but And the fact that knowing he was terrible, he set up each putt like he was about to win the PGA Championship.
Yeah, it was.
And he took like 10 years to putt this thing.
It was intense, bro. I had to focus.
I mean, dude, it's not like you're playing David Crowder in putt-putt. it really didn't matter.
It was important.
So at that point in time, my aunt makes a joke. Come on, Tiger Woods, go ahead.
Yeah.
So my cousin calls him Tiger.
He calls him.
Also, he always comes up and be like, Ian, do you still have that flaming chicken with boobs?
No. Remember, this is what happened in when they came to visit. That happened in California, and then they came to visit. It wasn't even that long ago. It was
probably
like
a good
last
3 years.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't last year. It was three years ago.
Oh, well, no, it was a little while ago. But
time's flying, bro.
Yeah, it is, dude. That's crazy. Anyways, because I wasn't married yet. Oh, wow, that's nuts. Anyway, they came to visit, and I came over to see them. And I came over to see him, and we're all eating dinner, and I'm sitting at the table, and then they came to visit, and when Jeremy, what happened was, I think you or your aunt told Jeremy that when I got there to do the flaming chicken thing, and like to say, hey, can I see your flaming chicken with boobs, and. He goes,
oh, yeah. I know
he comes up to me while I'm sitting at the table, and he goes, hey, can I see your fire duck with boobs?
duck with boobs, that's what it was.
Yeah, the duck with boobs. And if he had said flame chicken, I'd just be like, oh, that's funny, same joke. But when he said that, everybody at the table just died laughing. And he was just like, what? What?
Because he took it so seriously.
Yeah, like, but yeah, and everybody just died laughing, and it was funny.
Super funny. I guess you kind of had to be there, Josh.
Yeah, but now, thanks to Ethan, led a D-Now group 2 years in a row at Hope, where I work now.
Because I'm awesome.
So, yeah, so a lot of those, he actually led, the first year he had...
the group that's graduating now?
Yeah, the group that's my group now.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. And yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're all old now. But he had them, and now they all talk about my flaming chicken with boobs.
You are welcome, my friend.
Yeah, thanks
so
much.
You can attribute that.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's spread to even Hope.
Yeah. I have a strong, large influence, my friend.
Yes. Your reach is long and
vast. Sometimes that's bad, but...
Yeah, it's all the time it's bad.
You know? you got to take it for what it's worth, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We should post a picture and take a poll.
No,
yes,
because then everybody's going to vote.
Yes, that is a great idea.
Everyone is going to vote against me.
Hey, there's four people in this room. Who here thinks that we should post a picture of Ian's flaming chicken with boobs and have them vote? Is it, in fact, a phoenix, or is it, in fact, a flaming chicken with boobs? You can't see, but there are three hands up here, so you're outnumbered.
It's
but no, everybody's going to vote against it because they think it's funny.
Not true. Not true.
Everybody's a comedian.
I want everyone's honest opinion about this. Is it, in fact, a... Hold on, raise your shirt up because I forgot. It is a... It is, in fact, a phoenix coming out of, I believe it is a lotus flower.
All right, I'm taking this picture right now. But you got to get it up.
Yeah, you got it. Here we go. So, as we're taking this picture, I'm going to set it up for you guys. You have to comment on this picture, and you're going to comment just one thing. You're going to say, it's a phoenix.
Hashtag or Phoenix or hashtag chicken?
Hashtag Phoenix, hashtag chicken. And we're going to figure this out because, I mean...
Hashtag Phoenix if you think it looks like a phoenix, like a bird
phoenix,
that rises
if you don't know what
from
a phoenix
the ashes.
Is,
yeah.
It is exactly that.
Or a flaming chicken
a flaming
with boobs.
Chicken with boobs.
But don't hashtag flaming chicken with boobs. That's too long. Just chicken.
No, do it. Do it. I like it.
Chicken with boobs.
Chicken with
boobs.
Boobs.
That's too long. That's so
do
long.
Do flaming
long.
Chicken.
Flaming chicken. I guess that's okay.
I can dig it.
Flaming chicken.
We should open
Phoenix.
Up a chicken store and name it the Flaming Chicken.
I think
parentheses with boobs.
No.
I wouldn't go eat there.
That could be taken completely out of context.
Completely
checked
out of context.
Wrong kind of people.
Oh, gosh.
What we could do, however, is, you know how like in most, you know, in KFCs and other chicken places, they have the breast menu. We could have the boob
menu. All of this is outtake.
This is can't.
None
oh,
of
gosh.
This is going to make the air.
Of course it won't make the this air. This is going to make anything out of air.
This is going to be like a 20-minute podcast by the time y'all get done.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, do you really think something was not going to happen like this?
I mean, actually, we actually had that discussion. Yeah. About this is bound to happen. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other awesome stories we got.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, me and Ian flipped a car once.
Oh, yeah, that's a good time.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm alive right now.
Yeah, because you
have any stories that involve me and Ben, too?
Yeah, seriously.
You guys are always lame. Me and Ian did all the dangerous stuff.
Yeah, bro.
Playing video games is dangerous.
To play video games till all hours of the night. Shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome, super awesome, but you kind of had to be here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the
really
fact that me and Ian flipped a car, like, how many people can say they flipped a car and not only survived it, but had no injuries and lived to tell about it?
Yes.
I mean, it was...
Crawled out the back window.
It was I felt like I was in a movie, dude.
You
like,
released
real.
Me from the roof.
I mean, here, let's set it up. I live on this super curvy road, and we don't even know where we were going. But
going to the gym.
That's your first problem.
We're going to the gym.
Yes, we're going to the gym to get muscles so girls will like us. So then we're driving.
And I'm married. We're both married now, so it works.
Yeah, we're married. Yeah. So
maybe me and Ben should have went with it. Yeah,
that's what's up. Come on now.
Hey, guys. There's some weights right there.
Right there.
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work.
We'll finish the podcast.
There's some stairs right there to start running. So anyway.
Desi loves me for who I am.
But if you got muscles, she'd love you more.
It's probably true.
So we're going down this super curvy road, and we're just like, I mean, we literally have been on the road for no less than 2 minutes. I mean, this road is like 2.5-3 miles from my house.
Yeah.
So we're driving a super curvy road, and Ian's right two tires come off the road. And literally, like, 10 seconds before this all happened, I was thinking to myself, hey, you know what? I probably need to put my seatbelt on. So I'm reaching with my left hand to go put my seatbelt on. And as I'm doing that, I realize, hey, Ian's right two tires are coming off the road.
It's his mic. He set it down.
Thumbs up with my ears. Sorry.
So something was wrong. So Ian's right two tires come off the road.
Yeah.
And I used my left hand, which I was going to use to put my seatbelt on, to say, hey, dude, your tires are coming off the road, and we should probably change that before we go into a ditch. Well, Ian says, hey, I probably should change this.
And I overcorrected.
So we come back on the road, and Ian overcorrected. And it really didn't matter because we ended up in a ditch anyway. And we went hood first into this ditch, flipped end over end. And at some point in time, I'm pretty sure I got knocked unconscious because the only thing I remember is hitting, rolling over, and then I am now laying on the roof of the car that is now the bottom of the car. And I swiftly look up and realize
I'm
upside down. And Ian is quite literally hanging there.
Yeah.
Like,
with my hand still on the steering wheel.
What made this so incredibly funny is Ian is not only hanging onto the steering wheel like he's actually driving, his foot is still on the accelerator, and the engine's going, and at this point, I'm like, Ian, dude, it's over. Like, he's crash, like, crash is like, done, man.
Well, no, what happened was we're sitting there and we're upside down, or I'm upside down, and he's actually right side up, but it seems like he's.
But I'm on the roof, so it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, and so I'm
still kind of like waking up. Everything's fuzzy.
Yeah, it's still kind of unclear.
Kinda comprehend what just happened.
Yeah, like, I had my seatbelt on, and I didn't get knocked unconscious or anything, but I'm still just kind of like, what happened? Like, because now I'm upside down. I'm looking at grass, and
Ian's the words out of Ian's mouth were literally,
What? That's all I said. I was just like, what?
And I was like, hey, man, but we just flipped a car, dude. And he's literally just like chilling there, hanging there. I believe you had a scarf on.
Yeah. The scarf was just laying there, kind of just flailing. Chilling.
And Ian's like, hey, man.
I just look up at Ethan. I was like,
He looks up and backwards and says, hey, man,
can you,
you want to get me down from here? So I was like, yeah. So I crawl over there, avoiding the seats.
Yeah.
So I crawl over there, and I look up, and I see the seatbelt, and I just hit it. Please tell me you heard that again.
I heard it.
I didn't do anything.
Well, it wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I literally...
I got two mics here, people.
I had my mouth closed.
This is the second burp.
He is the burp culprit.
I had my mouth closed.
It's two against one.
I had my mouth closed, and the mic wasn't even at my mouth when you stopped talking.
We have a ghost burp in here. There's a ghost burp in these mics. Because this is the second time I've heard a burp.
I heard it, too, actually.
I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
You. I know it wasn't me because I was in the middle of talking.
I'd own it, though.
Is you sure your throat didn't fart? Because... Because that's what it sounded like.
I don't do that anymore. I literally don't do that anymore. No, well...
You made a habit out of that?
No, like, for the longest time, Ethan would try to teach me how to burp because I couldn't burp for some reason. I wouldn't burp. It was just this weird...
You guys had burping classes?
Yeah, literally, in his room.
We had burping classes.
Yeah.
I am, if I know this is my first time being in this podcast, but I am the king of burping.
Of like, gas in general.
Gas in general. Ben's over there nodding his head. I have an awesome story about me and Ben.
You didn't ever finish the other story.
Oh, yeah. So, hold on. Let me finish. I'm going to put this other mic down.
Okay.
So, Ian's just chilling there, just literally hanging upside down. He says, hey, man, you want to get me down from here? So, I crawl over there, and I look up, and I see the seatbelt button. So, I just put my hand up real quick, and I hit it. And Ian literally goes, boom! And
just goes,
go for the car. I mean, gravity just takes him and goes, bam! Just hits him. And in my head, I'm dying laughing, but I'm like, dude, this isn't funny. Like, we're literally upside down. My worry was, like, literally, like, all the windows except for one was covered in grass.
Yeah.
So I was like, my worry literally was like, dude, we're going to have to kick out one of these windows to get out of here.
To get out of here, yeah.
So I said, Ian, dude. And
I was afraid we were going to have to wait for people to, like, flip the car over so we could get out.
His car is all electric, so I was like, dude, I don't know if anything's gonna work right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, go try the window. So sure enough, it works.
Yeah. Back when it rolls down.
So it rolls. Well, rolls up.
Yeah. Yeah. It rolls up at that point.
So, but you know, it worked. But
it was a back window, so it doesn't open all the way.
And not only that, it doesn't open all the way, but we literally have like
a 3 foot and a half
of space. Yeah,
it was
not
ridiculous.
Even 3 foot. It's like 2 foot of space
to get out.
So Ian crawls out. And I'm trying to figure out, because I have very broad shoulders, so I'm like,
Ethan,
how this is going to work.
If you've never seen him, Ethan is not a small person. He's not fat. He's a giant man. He's a big dude.
And it fits with my giant head.
It does. His body grew into his
finally
head.
Finally grew into my head.
Yes.
Because it didn't used to.
No. Yeah, not at all. I will be the first one to tell you I have a giant head. Matter of fact, this hat that I'm wearing right now is one size under the size you have to have in order to specially order a hat at stores. So, yes, I have a giant head. So, anyway... I don't even know what I was talking about.
We're crawling out.
Right.
Yeah, broad shoulders.
So Ian gets out, like, not real quick, but I mean, quicker than I did.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, how am I going to maneuver my body to get out of here? So I'm crawling. I got my body halfway out. And here comes this truck. Hey, you guys all right? I'm just like, yep.
Halfway out of the car.
Let me get out of this car. I'll be okay. And then we both get out and we look around, or we look over at the car. This car, I mean, I know in our heads we're like, this is upside down. But when you actually go and look at it, you're like, dude, like, that's the under part of the car.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's upside down.
Down. This thing that's never supposed to be upside down is now upside down.
We survived, and it was awesome, and we lived to tell the story, and it was super.
Car was
cool.
Told though.
Like my manhood went up a little bit that day.
Yeah,
felt like a little more of a man.
Yeah,
flipped
the car and lived through it.
Probably a real man would have got the car back on the road without flipping it. But
I mean, that's all on him. So.
Hey, jerks!
You survived. It's just, you should feel like less of a man.
Shut up.
After this.
So my story.
You gave some of your manhood.
You guys are hating on me so hard right now. My tattoos.
I mean, it's my fault you got a flaming chicken with boobs on your arm.
I love your flaming chicken.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Stop doing that.
Sorry, guys. I keep almost pulling all the equipment off of the table. Yeah. I'm on a really short leash. I knew this was a bad idea.
So, I got an awesome story about me and Ben. If you don't know, Ben said I should do this the whole time, and I've neglected to do it. But so while I tell this story,
maybe we
about
should all
Ben,
do it.
Yeah,
maybe it's important that we all try.
I don't know.
Does this sound good?
Really,
if this sounds good, I want you to comment and say do this for the rest of the time.
Really, I just gotta do this. It's just, the microphone.
It's a lot. It's
face.
Really convenient.
Hashtag fuzzy face.
Fuzzy face. that's more like a beard, man. Fuzzy face. Microphone face. I like it.
Mike face.
Mike fish.
Do you like my sword? Anyway.
So I'm staying the night at Ben's house one night, and we're goofing off as we normally do. I don't even know what we were doing that night.
Was that not the night that we graduated?
No.
That was different?
Dude, I'm talking about like Olive Branch House a long time ago. You know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay, yeah.
I stayed the night at his house one night, and we stayed up entirely way too long.
Like right now.
Yeah, like right now. It's currently 12:04, way past my bedtime. Anyway, so we sleep in like really late, and we both wake up kind of like around the same time, and we're just talking and goofing off. And, I mean, I'm just going to be blunt with it. I have a morning anthem, which is a part that I have to release before I can actually get out of bed and function. Like, I have this gaseous ball that just has to get out before I can function and act correctly.
Which I'm sure Lacey really
And I didn't know this.
She loves it. She actually won't get out of bed until I have my anthem. It's quite convenient.
Oh, but
no, that's not true. She runs away. It's kind of sad. So anyway, we're laying in bed just talking, and I just let out my morning anthem as I normally do, which is, I mean, it is not quiet. It is quite loud.
It is not quiet.
Actually, it is quite loud. And me and Ben are just sitting there laughing about it. Well, not 2 seconds after I let out this massive, massive morning anthem fart, his mom comes in, "Good morning, boys." And we're all like...
Moments.
I mean, like later. so quick that I'm surprised the fume didn't just straight knock her out. I mean, it was literally that quick. So
I mean, like milliseconds.
She walks in. She's like, "Good morning, boys." And we're like, "Good morning."
Morning.
And I could not wait for her to get out because I was like, "This fume is gonna hit you like a brick wall in like 2 seconds if you don't get out of here.
Run for your life right now."
I was telepathically trying to tell her, "Get out."
Get out. Like, she's like, "What do y'all want for breakfast?"
It's gonna be bad. I was like, "I don't care. Just put it on the table and get out. Like, it's gonna be bad if you
save
don't get out
yourself."
Of here.
Save yourself. You should have just the second she walked in, she should have just been like, before she even said anything, just been like, "I am so sorry."
No, what I
but she never mentioned it, not once. I know she had to have heard. There's no way.
If she didn't smell it, she heard it. I mean, I don't.
Everyone
it was
in
like a
30-mile radius heard it.
That filled my room. It was a trumpet.
Your mother is a
probably
saint.
More like a trombone.
If, dude, I mean, I know I'm not a parent. But if, like, my kid did that or my kid's friend did that, I'd have to walk in and be like, "Oh, my Lord. Like, that was something. You need to go check your drawers." That was something serious. And your mom, just sweet as could be, good morning, boys. What would you like for breakfast?
Like, all the while she's thinking,
sausage biscuit.
Oh, my gosh. What's going
what
on?
Happened
like,
in here?
I was just like, oh, Lord, this is... I mean, I hadn't stayed at his house maybe 3 times at this point, so I'm just like, this is an awful impression. Like, she's going to think I stink.
And she'd be right.
She's never going to let me over back over here. It's just going to be really... like, I was just waiting for her to be like, what do you want for... Just come in the kitchen and tell me what you want.
Are my eyes watering?
Don't bring the friend that farts.
I can just see, like, his mom for the rest of the time be like, wait, okay, so you're going to bring Ian and Josh? What about the farty boy? You gonna bring him? If we're going to bring the farty boy, we need to go to Dollar General and get some air fresheners because it's going to stink.
Can you just tell him to bring some with him? Just
or, dude.
Bugle boy.
I'll never forget. I'd spend the night at your house and...
Make this like a memories episode?
Yeah.
Because this is where this is heading.
Yeah, it's quickly. But I remember
this is way more than one episode.
This is going to be way more than one episode. But I remember I'd spend the night at your house, and like I think one time in general I'm thinking of right now is it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up to like... I didn't know what I woke up, but there was just some noise that was so loud that it woke me up out of a dead sleep. And I'm just like, what? What was that? And like, I don't say anything. I just wake up and I'm like, what? What just happened? And all I hear is you go, just like, are you kidding me? But then you always used to joke about how your Uncle Pickle.
He said, pickle.
Okay.
Okay. Woosa.
It is Uncle Peckle.
For the record.
It is Uncle Peckle.
Now, for the ones of you that don't know what a peckle is,
okay.
I still can't believe it's a pickle.
That's twice.
Okay. I don't think I've cried twice in one night ever in my life.
It is a Uncle Peckle.
Peckle. And Peckle, not pickle.
That's what I was about to say. For the ones of you that don't know what a peckle is, I don't either. It's just something my cousin started calling my uncle, and it stuck. So he's Uncle Peckle.
Uncle Peckle.
And he is probably the funniest person I've ever met. He's just a super funny.
It's so funny because like he doesn't try to be.
Yeah, he's like 46, 47 years old and just like living a bachelor lifestyle, doesn't have a care in the world, and just super funny dude. And
you used to always joke about pickle. You used to always joke about how he would do the same thing, like that. Morning fart. Like that's how it.
We would always joke whenever we would go to California for vacation that me and my Uncle Peckle were going to have our morning anthem wars because in his condo that he has, he stays upstairs in his room. Well. All of us.
And that's where we stayed when we went.
We'd stay downstairs in the living room. And, you know, so anyway, it'd come morning time and no one would be up. Like, I mean, I would be awake, but of course, you know, I haven't had my morning anthem. I can't actually get up. It's just not right. So I just lay in bed. Well, eventually I let my morning anthem come out. And then it couldn't be 2-3 seconds later. Here comes my uncle from upstairs, just... And then you just hear him.
That's how he laughs. Oh, it's so funny.
And then it's not 10 seconds later, he walks downstairs. Morning.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, good to go.
They always told me that story. And then when I went out there, like, literally, that's how I woke up the first morning we were out there. Like, Ethan, let out his morning anthem and did his little laugh, because they both laugh afterwards. They both let it out, and then they go, and then Ethan goes,
"You gotta enjoy a fart like that." When it's been marinating in there for like 12 hours, I mean, you gotta be proud of it. I mean, you can't just, you know, you can't be like a church fart yelling it slip out. You gotta be proud of it. You gotta push that baby out with like some purpose.
Go forth.
You know what I mean,
world.
Josh?
I got you. I'm tracking.
But yeah, that's what happened. Literally,
Dueling trumpets.
Yeah, and then you hear him, and then you hear Ethan, and then you hear, and then you hear Peckle, and then, and then everybody's up.
Super funny. That's
and it
also
smells horrible.
The same vacation that we went in the hot tub that smelled like fish.
Yeah. For real.
Like, literally.
Literally. Straight up
like
fish tank.
Quite literally. Like, smelled like a fish tank.
It did.
And you know what? We were like, who cares?
Who cares?
Just get in there.
I don't care.
And we got out, and I smelled like a fish.
Yeah. Both
pretty gross.
Like fish.
And, like, it's kind of sketchy, because the water was, like, a light shade of green. Yeah. But we're like, you know what? We could possibly get a disease from being in here, but we're in California.
We're in California. Who cares? Who cares?
Let's get a disease.
Let's
I'm
get
down.
One. Yeah.
So, just for the record, I'm not sure how much longer this will go. I've never recorded this long. And I really don't want to lose our stuff. So,
what are we at?
We're at an hour and 45 minutes.
That's probably long enough. That's two episodes worth.
Yeah.
All right, well.
In a bit.
Boom.
Well, by the time we edit.
Yeah.
That'll be right at two episodes.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this one. Ben, do we have a Twitter?
We do, and it is at Poser Podcast.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Josh, do we have a Facebook page?
Yeah, it's at Poser Podcast.
No, come on, dude. How many times have we done this?
I don't know Facebook. Okay, Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Ethan, do we have an Instagram?
Hey. Yeah, sure, man. Why not? Everyone's doing it.
Do you know what it is?
Nope. If I had to guess, though, it'd probably be at Poser Podcast.
There you go.
I think I'm the ghost burp. I didn't realize it until just now. And I made
and
a little...
you guys blamed Ian.
Yeah, jerks.
Oh god. I don't know.
Oh gosh.
Oh,
sorry.
That was perfect.
I just had to
get that out.
We got an epiphany. Like, wait a minute. That's me.
Hey, so we had this phone number. It's 901-290-2212. If you want to call us and request, you know, us to talk about something, or I don't know, maybe say, hey, I didn't like when you talked about farts for an hour and a half. We didn't like that, so don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that was probably like, not, that's probably, a lot of yeah. people are probably like, hey, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, so if you want to say
even
something
though farts
like that,
are fun.
So, you know, if you want to just leave us or just say what you liked about it, or, you know, request us to host an event that you want us to do or something like that, just give us a call and follow the prompts whenever it answers. And hopefully we'll get it and get back to you in a timely manner. That number again is 901-290-2212. And it's fun. So you should do that. If you want to send us an email request or anything like that, it's poserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And
check out be looking for the flaming chicken picture.
Yes.
So we're serious.
I want some feedback
and,
on that.
And so we're fair. And or the Phoenix.
Thank you.
And or the Phoenix.
Thank
yes.
you.
At least we have someone in the stream that's politically correct.
That's right.
Gosh.
Maybe
I'm not
Josh.
Politically correct.
Anyways, also check out our YouTube page. We're going to... We're going to be...
Ghost burp.
We just fist bump just for everybody out there.
We're gonna
and also, that reminds me, if you heard the ghost burp, I want you to comment.
Yes.
Because there's two ghost burps in here that only apparently me and Josh heard, yes. But there's two ghost burps. And two of them.
Hashtag ghost burp and the name of the person that you think it was.
Well, yeah. They don't know. They can't see you, big dummy. I mean, what are they going to do?
They can know from the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell I don't know your voice.
I'm not sure.
Burp.
I'm not sure.
I mean, trust me. If it was my burp, you would know. So you can automatically eliminate
like,
me.
Bop.
Well, you can definitely
like
eliminate
game of
him.
Clue, except
well, because Ethan was
ghost burp.
Ethan was talking both times.
So
it definitely wasn't him.
You can ghost burp while you're talking.
You can.
I do. But it'd be loud. It'd be like This was like a subtle like ghost burp. Like, if I had imagined what a ghost burp sound like, that'd be it.
Yeah.
So if you heard it, say so. I will not go to sleep tonight because I'm going to think I'm crazy. I heard two ghost burps.
Hey, I heard them too. I heard them too, though.
So we'll be like not sleeping together. I'm going to text you, be like, hey, man, what's up? Because I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I can't sleep either because I don't know who ghost burped.
And I'm going to be like, hey, dude, we should really get these people to figure out who, like, what the ghost burp was.
Yeah. I'm going to be sound asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you won't.
That we're
is
gonna call
completely
you.
Incorrect.
We're going to come to your house.
So anyways, we have a YouTube channel, and you guys should go check out our videos on there. We're actually going to put another one up tonight of Josh explaining to Bob Marley what the don't stare at the potato thing means. So
that's you.
Sweet. So yeah, go check it out and enjoy. Hey guys, don't stare at the potato.
Hey, don't stare at the potato.
Don't stare at the potato.
No, do it.
But seriously, don't.
No, seriously,
do it.
Don't stare at the potato. Goodbye.
Don't do it.